You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Coming up on the SBS On The Money podcast, we take a closer look at the interest rate outlook as the Reserve Bank prepares to meet early next week. What does it mean for AI investment? We'll have the latest, plus an update from ANZ and a hit to its profits, all that and more next. Hi everyone, welcome to the SBS On The Money podcast for this Friday, the 31st of October 2025. It's a day where the Australian share market ended in negative territory, but only just at the end of trade. For the whole session, the market was trading in the black until the very, very end, where the S&P ASX 200 fell 0.04%, 8,881. I spoke with Grady Wolfe from Bell Direct for all the day's market action. Grady, what's driving the market today?
Yeah, investors welcomed a really successful meeting between President Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping today. This has been a story over the last few weeks. It's emerging. It went from good to bad to good to bad to ugly. Now it's been great again. So progress on any front between the world's two largest nations on a trade front is welcome at the moment. And investors definitely welcome that today. And we saw kind of a weird mix of material stocks rising again. But that's because investors are fleeing back to the safe haven assets amid pressure on margins and pressure on profits for the AI giants and the Magnificent Seven. Their results have been great, and I know we'll talk about that a little bit later, but looking at what the results are saying, it's saying that the profit growth potential is going to be a little longer than expected. So investors are kind of repositioning portfolios today. Gold's up, the banks are up, and that's exactly what we like to see on the back of such a big meeting out of the US and China over the last few days.
Yeah. Okay, let's break some of that up, in particular gold, right? These geopolitical issues, they're playing out in commodity markets. Gold's up overnight, but it has been down 8% from its recent high.
Yeah, absolutely. It's simply on the back of these geopolitical tensions. So a lot of drivers are pushing the gold price up recently. We have obviously geopolitical tensions. We have inflation, interest rate outlook. Central banks like China are buying up more gold than ever before. We have lack of high-grade supply coming to the market. There's a lot of drivers there. And obviously the line outside ABC Bullion is just through the roof and around the corner right now. So investors can't get enough of gold. And that's what pressured the price downwards as well recently, as we saw these kind of tailwinds turning to headwinds and the kind of easing. So what we've seen is that investors are going back into the gold space today after a recent pullback. They're seeing more value in the space over the longer term because on the back of recent news out of the AI space, we've seen that costs are going up and the timeline to profitability and expanded profitability isn't as quick as investors thought. And also the rate cut outlook out of the RBA has kind of taken a bit of a pause in the investor mindset. So investors are kind of looking at the markets going, yep, gold has come back. That's an opportunity to buy back in. At the same time, the outlook for growth is going to be more costly for these AI giants because rates are going to be on hold for a little while to come.
Yeah, let's talk about that in more detail now. Global interest rates. The US cut this week, but there's no assurances of a December follow-up. The RBA meets next week. No cut is expected. And now some say there might not be any cuts at all in the future. Mm-hmm. So what does this mean for global markets, especially at a time, as you alluded to, that many businesses are pouring money into AI on expectations of further rate cuts?
Yeah, it's a really premature move by a lot of the businesses. They thought interest rates have to come down. All of the drivers of inflation are going in the right direction. And that's what all businesses and investors want to see. But unfortunately, I think it was too premature. They all went all guns blazing in this cost spending front, especially in the AI space. And it's not just the tech giants that are spending in AI. A lot of companies, like the big banks, are even announcing the AI expenditure. So you look at that and you go, yep, okay, inflation drivers were under control, but it takes one quarterly reading for that to all unwind, as we've seen in the last week or so. So the RBA has been quite dovish and quite hesitant to go into the rate cutting journey with full guns blazing. But that's just said to us that all of the investors have kind of gone, yep, cool, we're on the growth front, risk appetite is back, but now we're seeing the unwinding of that. So it's definitely a dovish front looking forward. We're not expecting another rate cut this year, maybe one in November, but probably not, given how tight the labour market is. It is unwinding and it is still quite low for unemployment, but it's there's a lot of drivers at play here. You've got wages, price inflation, materials, you've got CPI, and a lot of these are kind of showing signs of being stubborn. So for markets, investors are taking a step back this week, which is what we've seen the pullback, and today, obviously, back into the banks, back into the safe haven assets. So it really is a tale of a day-by-day change right now as the investors continue to monitor macroeconomic data that's coming out.
Yeah, so no rate cut in November. I think you were implying that there might be one in December, not November. That's all right. Profit numbers from the US, US tech companies, how are they looking likely? Because we've had the likes of Apple, Amazon and Atlassian, for example, out overnight.
Apple was a one kind of case wonder where its profit actually rose 86%, but that was after a massive tax bill last year that was unexpected. So that's kind of one of its own. But looking at the other Magnificent Seven, we're looking at revenues are surging, but profits are coming under pressure. This is all down to the AI expenditure and the CapEx expenditure. So I think it was Amazon or Meta, one of the Magnificent Seven, their results came out and they're significantly increased their CapEx on the AI front. I think it was $12 billion in spend. And so they've timed that at a time the Fed's really kind of taking a step back, reassessing rates. So investors are looking at this and going, okay, you're spending more, your revenues are high, but your profits are under pressure, and you're pushing the profit outlook for growth and profitability runway to expansion into those double-digit, triple-digit numbers that we're used to in this space to years instead of months. So what we're seeing is that while revenue are continuing to grow across the AI cloud space and the AI kind of expenditure is really underpinning the growth for these companies, profits aren't quite matching it right now. So while the expenditure is there, you want to see the profits come pretty quickly, and that's just not the case of what we're seeing. Hence why an after-hours trade on the US after each of these results came out, a lot of investors were selling out of these stocks because they thought that profits were going to come a lot sooner than expected, but they were actually being pushed out a lot further than expected.
Okay, let's talk about some local news. ANZ today warning it's expecting a $1.1 billion hit come full year results in a few weeks' time. Most of it to do with staff redundancies, which are now a little more than expected in terms of costs. Run us through the market reaction and what it means for the bank.
Yeah, the markets reacted mildly negatively today, so down about 0.4 to about 1.4%, but as investors are absorbing these one-off costs. So while you look at it and you say that's a really big hit to their results, you kind of look at it and go, management is taking a different strategic review and a strategic perspective in this case in ANZ. And they're kind of the bank, the underdog of the big four that I actually really liked recently, and I like the outlook. I see that this is seen as like a cleanup and a reset cost as opposed to an ongoing critical issue with the business. So as they continue to gain market share, they continue to really perform well in the share price front over this year, as opposed to the other three big banks. We see that this would, while it will dent near-term profit in there for investors, you look at the long-term perspective here, and it's actually going to cut costs in the long term as opposed to just in the short term for profitability.
Any other corporate news you're following today?
Yeah, I'm actually following the ResMed story. ResMed is obviously the sleep apnea device specialist. They're expanding their manufacturing capabilities in the US. That's probably to do with something to do with tariffs. But again, it's a company that continues to make waves. And I really love this story and I love what the company's doing because of the fact that last year investors fled the company on fears that these weight loss drugs were going to diminish their need and their products completely. But that hasn't been the case. They've actually partnered with the GLP-1s to offer complementary services because no matter when you do lose weight, some people still have sleep apnea, and only 50% of the market is because of being overweight with the sleep apnea device needs. So looking at that, their results were out overnight. Shares are up about 2% today. Their revenue rose 9%, which was above expectations. Really like what the company continues to do, and they're a global leader based in the US and obviously based in Australia, and we love what they are doing. And I also saw the main pharma today unfortunately tanked about 32% simply because Jim Chalmers, our treasurer, has said that he will reject the US pharmaceutical giant Cosette's takeover offer for the company because it would hurt Australia's economy. So investors won't be happy about that one, but Jim Chalmers has had his say today.
And finally, in wrapping up, what are you telling your clients right now and where do you see the opportunities for investors?
Yeah, I've got a kind of a wacky one on the side. So as the AI momentum continues to grow and you look at all these AI results, you can get diversified exposure through cybersecurity exposure because no more so than ever before than right now is the time to be exposed to cybersecurity. We're seeing hackers using AI potential to get loopholes into businesses and data breaches with big names like Qantas, Salesforce, Optus. All these companies, they're using AI for the worst, for negative reasons. And for that reason, I'm looking at exposure to cybersecurity providers on the ASX. So Spirit Technologies, there's some ETFs like Bug and Hack and different ones like that that are really kind of catching my attention as an opportunity in this market landscape to ensure that hackers and obviously cybersecurity spend is more so important now than ever before. So I definitely see that's an opportunity in the market and obviously gold as well in a time where gold is running.
That is Grady Wolf there from Bell Direct, and she wraps up the podcast for this Friday and for the week. Don't forget, if you enjoy it, to give it a rating or review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and to click subscribe. See you next week.
This SBS on the Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only and should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and it does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.
This SBS on the Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.